Let me say a prayer. Dear God, we thank you so much for Jesus, that he is the way, the truth, and the life. We thank you so much that he came to earth to show us the way. Thank you that he died on the cross for our sins. Thank you that he is a hero who does not fail and someone worth following and worshipping. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please take a seat. What do people live for? Do people live to score the winning goal in a World Cup? To raise Jules Rimet above their head? The Wimbledon trophy? Wouldn't that be great? To be a champion on the biggest of stages? To win the British Grand Prix? Hamilton could do it. Don't think Button can do that today. But what do people live for as well? To own a BMW convertible, to drive around Brighton with the top down, to do well in my SATs, to raise a loving family, to retire at 50 and live at Shoreham Beach and play golf. Maybe these are some of the goals that we have in life. I don't know what your goals are. But there's a problem with the goals that we set for ourselves sometimes. Great as they are, they don't always last, and they don't change the world. Take football. If you hate it, well, there you go. It's nearly over. Don't worry. I'll get the flags down when today's done. You won't need to see them again. But if you love it, well, it can create fantastic emotions in us, can't it? It can be like church for people. They go regularly. They don't miss a match. They know everyone who's playing. They follow their news in Hello Magazine. They watch everything on TV they can about their heroes. But of course, when they have a gathering together, they have it all there, the worship, the heroes, the highs and the lows, to get them through to the next week. But when the final whistle blows, or they all go home, or switch off the telly, or wait another 4 years for the next chance, well, football doesn't change us. Football comes today and it's gone tomorrow. Football can't satisfy our spiritual hunger. Nor can winning the trophy or getting rich or achieving all of our aims. That can't actually satisfy us deep down where we need to be satisfied. We need God. Without God, there will always be something missing in life because he's made us to know him personally. And none of these things that we aspire to, we try to have in our lives, none of them really satisfy us or fulfill us. We try to fill the hole in our lives with goals of all kinds of kinds. But we need God far more than anything else. Listen to these words that Jesus said. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that you might have life, life in all its fullness. Jesus said, I've come to give you life, full life, satisfying life, real life that quenches the thirst that you have inside of you. Life on the inside, real satisfaction that you can't get from following mere things in this world. Things that come only through Jesus. But he says, beware of the thief who comes to steal and kill and destroy. Has anyone ever had their wallet stolen or something lost or pickpocketed? What's it feel like? Yeah. Oh yes. Oh dear. What's it feel like, Fiona? Yeah.
Shocking.
Yeah. 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 So it's a horrid thing, and you perhaps feel the uncertainty and the fear. And I know someone who got mugged, and he just was really nervous on the streets for a whole year. Just could that happen again? But when you have something that's precious to you snatched away, it feels yuck. It feels really horrible. Jesus says the thief comes and he can steal and kill and destroy. And I think this is what can happen to us in life. We think that we're going along fine and then everything's taken away from us that we'd put such hopes in or such plans in. If we've got the wrong goals in life, even if we achieve them, if we achieve every goal we ever set in life, yet Jesus is saying, actually, you can still lose everything because they're the wrong goals. They might be the wrong goals. The thief comes to destroy. The world will rob us. Everything that we earn or can gain, actually, one day we will lose again. But Jesus says, I have come to give you life in all its fullness. So he said in this verse, do not work for food that goes bad, but for food that lasts to eternal life. This is the food which the Son of Man will give you. It's a bit of a strange thing to say, isn't it? Don't work for food that goes bad. So you go to work all day, or you're at school all day, and you go out with your mum to the shops after school, and you go to the market maybe, and when you go to the market, you don't go and you choose all the rotten food, do you? You don't go and choose the meat that's got maggots on it or anything, a bit yuck. You don't buy the squashy fruit or the melted ice cream, do you? That would be silly. But I think that's what Jesus is saying, that we do that all the time when we choose the wrong things to fill our lives with. We're choosing food that's going to spoil. We're choosing stuff that's gone off, what's going to go off. When we look for meaning in life in the wrong things, it's like going to that supermarket and getting all the rubbish and putting it in your fridge and opening it up next day and you see you can't eat anything. You've got to throw it out. But instead, he's saying, we need to search for something that's going to give us meaning in life. And it's only in our relationship with God, through Jesus. His word nourishes us, it feeds us. His life fills us. And this life will last forever. Food that lasts to eternal life. This is the food which the Son of Man will give you. So better than any dumb trophy that you might get once every 4 years. Better than a bank account full of loads of numbers. Real life that satisfies and lasts forever. Make your ultimate goal Jesus. We're going to sing a song, Knowing You, Jesus, There Is No Greater Thing. Let's stand and sing.